UW Superior Foundation in Superior, Wisconsin. They're requesting $2,600. And Mario?
Okay, so first of all, how do I pronounce the gallery? Is it Crook or Crook?
I believe it's Crook.
Okay. So the Visual Arts Department has the Crook Gallery, and it also has an art therapy program. And this is a program called Healing Arts. They're asking for about half the budget of this program, primarily for two artists. The Healing Arts program is going to bring John Sebelius and Chris King, who are two visual artists who both who work that explores the role of trauma in life, and very often the trauma is related to military experience. These guys have collaborated and they're coming together. The show will be a joint show that takes place in October and November, and one of the things that they say is significant about this is that typically the gallery is reserved for only shows of faculty and students, so this is kind of a departure. And they also point out that they are the only gallery in Superior, so it seems like this is a significant thing for both the campus and the community. So the show will be for 2 months. Then the artists are going to be brought to Superior for 3 days, and during the 3 days, they're going to be doing a workshop for veterans. Again, this is significant because they say there are about 2,000 vets in the area, of whom 125 of them are actually enrolled in programs at UW-Superior. I think that this is a really worthy and very modest budget project. I think it's going to be a very big deal in Superior and a big deal on the campus. The only thing it seems very light on is talking about the workshop with the veterans. They say that they're working with veterans organizations, but the support letter is from the Arts Council, and I would have loved to have seen something from the VFW or from a psychiatrist who works with veterans or somebody, because that seems to be the thing that's mentioned several times, but almost no detail is given. And I would have loved to have even heard from whoever the professor of art therapy is, just talking about what's going to happen in this workshop. And also, a one-shot thing is fine, but is there something that the art therapy department might be doing to follow up on it? Because sometimes, you open something with a workshop like that, and it's really important to provide a continuing safety net. I don't have any concerns with the administration or the project budget. I think it's totally doable. And in the evaluation section that says that they'll be doing interviews with the participants, but I would love to know more about what it is they're trying to learn. And again, in particular, with regards to the veterans, what is it that they're trying to do with or for them?
Okay. Marcella, do you have something?
I mean, I agree with all the statements mentioned. I do think that it's a strong proposal for merit. The budget seems into place, although they didn't indicate how Wisconsin Art Board funds would be allocated.
And I will just insert then, because thank you for saying that, that these were one of those that I followed up with, and for some reason their material did not get inserted into Smart Simple, and I'm pretty sure I'm that reason. So, this is how they're going to use it. They've asked to change the $500, which is currently in space rental. That's an in-kind, so we clarified what in-kind meant and all of that. Allocation of Arts Board funds, $1,100 for travel, $1,400 for artistic fees and expenses, and $100 for marketing. And if you would like to see this visually, I'm happy to pass it around. Mario, were you able to hear that?
I did, thanks.
Okay, great. Yep.
Traveling into Superior is not cheap.
Huh?
Flying to Superior is not cheap. Yeah.
Okay.
You have to do connection with you. So,
any other comments about this?
I think that the veteran piece is noteworthy. And I'm glad to see this type of very targeted hope to try to bring forth voices that may not have been represented in a specific space. I guess my question is more on the evaluation and documentation. What is clearly articulated is that they're tracking attendance of the gallery, and that's really it. So I just wanted to see if maybe they could, well, I mean, they also indicate measuring the quality art through surveys and 9 interviews. So I just felt that 9 interviews was very specific considering how broad everything else was. And I guess the biggest question was really if veterans, specifically the student veteran population in that area is being invited, how is that being embedded into their metrics of success?
Any other comments?
So maybe this could be a recommendation. I'm concerned about, you know, a follow-up safety net. I mean, you do this project with veterans, you know, you should have a strategy in place to ensure that you stay connected with this group. So maybe a way that they can do evaluation is to do, you know, post-program sessions where not only they come, people come together and share, you know, their, you know, their testimonies of how this program has impacted them, but also you use this to create a space for veterans to connect, you know, with other, you know, especially when people with, you know, difficulty with trauma. And so I think that could strengthen, you know, the evaluation component. But I think that this is a wonderful grant, and I'm glad that they outline some of the challenges of the community. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Duluth, you know, Superior Divide. Has been a lot of tension. We have been spearheading a program there called Beyond the Headline, where we talked about issues about media and democracy. And the big issue in Superior is that they consider themselves as a news desert because all the news outlets are in Duluth. So there's this bitter relationship with Duluth, and part of it has to do, as a wealthier neighbor, Duluth, the arts in Duluth, I mean, it's amazing. I've been there a couple of times. It's like, wow, 10 years ago, and I was like, wow, all the galleries and everything. So I think this is part of an initiative that's been going on to revitalize the arts in Superior, and they mentioned that that work is ongoing. So I think this is not only about providing support for veterans, but this can have a positive effect on the arts scene in Superior, I think. I don't know if this is something that we want to consider as part of that.
This and the previous University of Wisconsin pieces are pointing out one thing where even inside of divisions, the subdivisions are not talking to each other, so the visual artists are not talking to the art therapists. The dance department is not talking to people who are doing that qualitative work. So we outside, inside the nonprofit world, are scored higher when we have really true collaborations. Perhaps it's something that we need to remind people who are inside the university system as well, even in between their different divisions.
To point out that we've been working with many groups for this initiative, and it has taken more than a year because it's just the nature of how things have, you know, in Superior. They don't, you know, a staff person who's been working there, she's been traveling from Madison there many, many times because people just don't want it. It's a silo type of town, you know. And so that's why I wasn't really, I can understand the context that they're working on. So that might explain, you know, that part of the grant is not, you know, I think they're being realistic. It's going to be difficult, but it's doable.
Anyone else?
I would have liked to see links to or work samples for Chris King's solo work as well as his joint work. We had John Spielis' work, solo work, and we had joint work presented as work samples, but would have liked to see Chris King's solo work also. And there were comments made in the narrative, which I thought were really good, that said there will be opportunities to view the art in low stimulation environments. I think that's very recommendable. Although the work itself is difficult to imagine as low stimulation. So how would you balance this?
I thought that the having somebody, a gallery attendant, actually personally talk about evaluations with visitors was really good. And I was wondering about, they have 16 board members, but only one has an interest or affiliation with an arts organization.
This is UW Superior Foundation, though, right? I mean, that's the board they have to provide.
Okay.
So. If that had been your board, that would be a problem.
It would be a real big problem.